Euradio présente European Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite.
Welcome to Europe in a Soundbite. Today we are going to talk about the Siege of Leningrad from 1941 to 1944.
What was the Siege of Leningrad?
Held between September 1941 and January 1944 by the German and Finnish forces, the Siege of Leningrad was a crucial Soviet episode of the Second World War. Considered alongside Moscow and Kiev as one of the major objectives of the German offensive that began on the 21st of June 1941, the city was never actually seized. It was progressively encircled by Finland in the north and Germany in the south. The Soviets tried to loosen the vice from 1941, without success and at the price of heavy losses, only starting to break the military siege after 1943. The definitive removal of the blockade was finally achieved on the 27th of January 1944. At this point, only 600,000 people remained in the city.
What was the experience of the siege for the civilians?
Lasting 900 days, the siege cost the lives of 800,000 inhabitants out of the 2.5 million in the city at the start of the war, mostly dying of hunger and cold. The lack of food was the cause of a lot of the suffering. In November 1941, the people received between 125 and 375 grams of bad quality bread per day, depending on their status. This situation started to slowly improve only after the summer of 1942. Civilians were deprived of electricity and heating and weakened by very low temperatures. They also suffered under the bombings and psychological assault of the Germans, who airdropped thousands of leaflets announcing the Allies' defeat.
How did the Soviet authorities cope with this?
Faced with the situation they had not fully anticipated, the Soviet authorities tried to deal with it urgently. Mirroring what had happened in the entire country, after a chaotic beginning, the city's defences and survival techniques started to become organised. The Road of Life, which went across the frozen Ladoga Lake, allowed for the evacuation of thousands of inhabitants and the entry of food supplies into the city. Though there was a risk of bombings, the authorities tried to keep up the appearance of a normal life by maintaining cultural activities. The police control of the population did not let up. The NKVD agents tracked and suppressed the black market and the defeatist protests, whether real or imagined.
How has the Siege of Leningrad been remembered?
Once the siege was over, the heroic suffering of the population was at first celebrated and then quickly silenced. Nothing could cast a shadow on Stalin, who was presented as the sole force behind the victory. The commemoration of the siege thus only began in the 1960s with the inauguration of a large memorial cemetery. From then on, the siege became a celebrated symbol of the country and of the regime. Another commemoration of the endured suffering emerged in parallel. The publication, in the years after the Perestroika, of a number of intimate writings from within the heart of the siege, which helped to maintain the memory of this time through individual experiences.
Today's Europe in a Soundbite on the Siege of Leningrad was created by Simon Perego, following the work of François-Xavier Nérard. It was read by Ellen Weaver and translated by Owen Atkinson. Find out more on www.ehne.fr.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.